This is Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom, where you can get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, for example, the BBC and NPR and many others. The Audioboom mobile app is really good for listening and also for creating audio if you like to record things and upload them. On that creative side, the app makes it easy, and one of its best features is that you can do it anywhere when you're out and about right on your phone, and then even trim the recording, do a little bit of editing on it right on your phone again before uploading it. That's a really useful feature and very easy to use. Podcasting news this week, as usual, and an interesting lawsuit that is targeted to radio groups in the U.S. But first, a quick reminder of Rain Summit Atlanta, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences. It's scheduled for September 29th, and Jake Shapiro, the chief executive of PRX, will give the keynote address. PRX is the world's largest public radio market for audio programs, and Jake Shapiro will share his perspective on the industry and the increasing popularity of podcasts as part of the online audio ecosystem. For information and also to register for Rain Summit Atlanta, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. If it seems like I talk about podcasting every single week, well, it's because that has been true lately. Podcasting is the burning narrative in online audio. This week, two companies you wouldn't necessarily associate with podcasts announced an alliance to produce podcasts. Audio HQ is a specialty streaming audio advertising network that represents many streaming companies to advertisers. Paradigm is the Hollywood and global talent agency. The two companies have struck up a collaboration to cultivate talent for podcast programs. And that deal indicates the extent to which podcasting has caught the attention of movie, TV, and theater performers. The two companies have not announced any programs yet, but they promise to do so later this year. Here's a legal item which has an old part and a new part. The old part is that music rights holders are suing again for royalties they believe they're owed for broadcast of music produced before 1972. This is part of a string of so-called pre-1972 cases, and they all hinge on a loophole in federal U.S. copyright law. That law fails to protect oldies that were produced before the law took effect, which was in 1972. Plaintiffs have taken to state court actions to sidestep the federal exemption, and in June, the satellite broadcaster SiriusXM reached a settlement with the three major labels, Sony, Warner, and Universal. And that settlement gives Sirius the right to use pre-1972 music owned by those labels from now through 2019. This week, ABS Entertainment, a rights holder for Al Green, Willie Mitchell, and many other artists, filed a complaint in a California state court, and this is the new part. This lawsuit targets three major radio groups, iHeartMedia, which is the biggest in the U.S., Cumulus Media, and CBS. In this interesting milestone along the twisting pre-1972 highway, the defendants operate primarily on a platform, which is over-the-air radio, which is federally exempt from paying label royalties at all, no matter when the music was produced. That exemption does not cover radio station webcasts, though, which is certainly part of the complaint. And besides that, the litigants are probably out to test whether the state court will rule against the federal exemption of radio stations to pay label royalties. It's an interesting case, and we'll hear more about this going forward. How is Apple Music doing, you might be asking? Well, two things happened. First, research company MusicWatch reviewed the success rate Apple Music has had among the company's pool of iOS users. Those are Apple device users. The study found that 77% of those users in the U.S. are aware of the new streaming platform, Apple Music, but only 11% said that they're currently using it. Among people who had tried the service, 48%, almost half, said they are not using it at this time. It was a rather grim report. Apple got into the conversation, which is uncharacteristic for that hyper-secretive company. Apple said that 79% of the people who signed up for Apple Music still do use it, and the company repeated its previous claim that 11 million people had signed up for a three-month trial of the new music service. Russ Krupnik, who's the head of MusicWatch, told me that he reached an agreement with Apple to share and compare data. So no bad feelings, apparently, between the two companies. But it remains unclear whether Apple Music is indeed gaining traction with consumers. If Spotify can do it, why can't Deezer? We're talking about venture capital fundraising, that is. In the spring, Spotify added a few hundred million dollars more to its war chest, bringing its company valuation reportedly to over $8 billion. Now, the report is that Deezer is looking to raise enough funds to be valued at about $1.1 billion. When I say report, I really mean rumor, and the rumor source is Bloomberg, which cites unnamed sources of information within Deezer. Deezer, the global music service, serves 16 million monthly listeners around the world, 6 million of whom pay a monthly subscription fee for music downloading and other interactive features. One innovative online radio service called Mad Genius Radio sadly closed this week. Mad Genius made its name as a lean-back listening platform that allowed stream customization by mixing genres together and balancing how each type of music is weighted in the stream. It was a subscription-only radio service, which is quite unusual. I had an email conversation with Eric Newman, the founder, and he said that despite good reviews, Mad Genius Radio was lost in the noise of online streaming. He said his service just wasn't known enough, and he didn't have enough marketing budget to funnel users into the platform to try it. He also said that the company's assets are for sale, potentially to another entrepreneur who might want to take a second swing at it. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like to listen to based on your history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.